get a win on the road in the division. It's a tough way to start, but I'm really proud of the way the team prepared. And most important, I think we had a great week of practice. And anytime you do that, you can go out there and play with confidence. And we were prepared for whatever they threw at us. It's a tough team to play, and I think we just made a few more plays today than they did.
It must have been what you envisioned throwing to Randy Moss today, the way things worked out that way.
Yeah, I mean, Randy's a competitor, and Randy's a football player, and he loves playing football. And I said earlier, he's a great player before he got to the Patriots, and it's obvious he's still a great player. And I just hope the team just continues to progress. And as well as he played, I think the other receivers did equally a great job in their role, and that's the important thing. The running game was there to complement the pass game. The play action worked great. When we needed yards on the goal line, we got it. We had a bunch of big third down completions. The offensive line played spectacular. So it was a great performance all around. And there's a lot to build on, and there's a lot to correct. And I think each week presents different challenges. And next week against the Chargers is going to be entirely different. So we got to get back to work and have a great week of practice and be prepared for one of the best teams in football.
So there was some concern that Randy hadn't practiced a lot. Showed it didn't really matter to him, right? Just put the ball up for him.
Well, I think the team had a great week of practice, and anytime the team does that, I think we can go out there and perform well. And I think we showed that there's balance on offense, and they got to defend everybody. And if they defend deep, we throw it short, and if they defend short, we try to throw it deep. And when they cover deep, we try to run it. And if they're over aggressive, we try to screen it. And I think it's complementary football, and I think that's the key of, you know, this team, and as we move forward, that's going to continue to be the key.
Can you talk about the pass that the defense bombed to Randy for the touchdown?
Yeah, it was a play action pass, and it was covered. It looked like it was the two deep safety defense, and the backside safety bit. We had a crossing route going across the field. I think Kyle was on that, and Randy slipped behind the backside safety, and he just ran away from the defense, and I threw it about as far as I could throw it. So I don't have much left in me. I don't have much more in me.
I'm sorry, how much practice time did Randy get? I mean, we haven't seen him for a month. Was he out there when we didn't see him? When did he come back and start working with you?
Well, I think that the nice part about it is whether he practices or don't practice or doesn't practice, this is his 10th year, so he's had a lot of reps in that body of his, and it's football is very natural for him. I think he was born to play football. At the end of the day, I think God blessed him with football ability. He's very smart as a player, and he's very gifted, and I don't think he needs to go out there and practice like a first or second year player has. He understands defenses. He understands what the quarterback's looking for. And I think on that particular play on touchdown, he just ran away from the defense, and that wasn't exactly the way we drew it up, but maybe we should draw it up that way.
That throw you made to him, Tom, that you might not necessarily make in the different spots, like the throw to Barrett, Rick Barrett, that he picked off his helmet and looked like Barrett had pretty good coverage.
Yeah. Well, Randy's a big guy, and he's got long arms, and he catches the ball so well. So he's difficult to defend up one-on-one, and even when the DBs are in good position, hopefully he can make a good enough throw where only Randy could catch it. Usually in his area, one thing we have learned in practice, that he goes up and catches it. But it's nice that we have the time to throw it, and we have the lineman that can protect, and the running game that can complement it. And if they do decide to double cover Randy, then there's plenty of other guys to throw the ball to, and that's what we did. So that's the way it's got to continue to be, and that's how you really force pressure on the defense. Is if they're going to overplay something, then you got to find other ways to do it. And Randy knows that, and he's a very unselfish player, and we got a group of very unselfish receivers who are very who complement each other very well, who are unselfish, and who really rely on each other to make plays. And I think Wes is just excited for Randy when Randy catches that, and Randy's just excited for Wes when he makes a big third down completion reception. So it's been fun. It's been fun this fall.
Randy told us that he thought you probably felt like a kid on Christmas in the preseason, a kid who couldn't open up his toys, who had to wait for Christmas morning, and that was what Randy told us. And this morning was the morning. Any comment on that?
I don't have any comment on that. I haven't had a Christmas gift in years, so.
Is that one of the better protection games that you've enjoyed in terms of all the time?
Yeah, I think that offensive line did a spectacular job, and they work so hard, and I think they're so well coached. Coach puts a lot of pressure on the offensive line, and they're so consistent, and it's the same group as we had last year, and when you can do that, they can really build and complement. You know, from year to year, they can really pick up this year where they left off from last year. And I think we had plenty of time to throw. I had plenty of time to survey the field. When they pressured, we're always on the right guy. In the run game, they got a hat on a hat, and weakened the running backs, get clear reads in the hole. So it's a great group, and they work extremely hard, and I'm proud of the way they played. And I think we're lucky to have those guys. You know, they set the tone for this entire offense.
Late substitution stuff. Moss would come in just before you guys broke the huddle, or he'd come off right before you broke the huddle. Was some of that maybe, does that maybe illustrate how much pressure he puts on the defense? And you guys could maybe even force them into a call that they didn't want to be in right before the snap, and then they might have to change it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what we were trying to do.
No. Hey, Tom, quick question. You know, when we saw him in Minnesota, we're open. A lot of the times he would throw his arm up, gesturing to the quarterback, hey, I'm open. We would see replays where he would do that all the time. He didn't see that once today, suggesting maybe he really wants to fit in here. What do you think that's all about?
Well, I think he does want to fit in. And like I said, he loves playing football. And being a Patriot and playing on this team, it's about being smart, being tough, being physical, and putting the team first. And he fits in so well. And he's been a great leader for this team. I think he's a great leader for that receiver group. He sets high expectations for everybody. You know, he's a guy at that position that all the guys look up to Randy. And Randy knows that, and he presents himself as a great role model for those guys. So
it's amazing. 10 years is the first time anyone said to me, Randy Moss is a great leader.
Yeah, he is. I think great leaders, they need to perform well. And that's the key to being a great leader. And the other guys can say, okay, this is how someone practices, and this is, you know, we need to play up to that level. And he pushes those guys, and they push him, and they have high expectations for him, and the whole team does. And I think when you play with your ability and you play to your ability, you fit in very well on this team. And whether it be Adelius who comes, you know, or when you're around guys like Rodney and Vrabel and Brewski and Seymour and Ty Warren, and they put the team first, and that's what being a part of this team is. And that's why it's fun to play here, because guys love coming and playing football and being a part of something where you put your individual goals aside and you decide that winning football games and winning championships is what it's all about.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
Tom.